When Do You Thank God? By Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. God tells us godliness with contentment is great gain, but being content is not always easy to do. 1 Timothy 6:6. It's often difficult because we're looking around at others, wondering if what we have compares with what they have. Paul said he learned how to be content in whatever state he found himself, Philippians 4:11. Paul didn't just talk about it, he showed us. There he was, in prison, all shackled up, and what was he doing? Having a pity party? No, he was singing praises to God. Too often we choose to praise God after he's answered our prayers. And while there's nothing wrong with thanking God for answered prayer, we miss out if that's the only time we praise him with thanksgiving. God is good. It's impossible for God to be anything less than good. It's his character. I often think of when Jesus visited Mary and Martha after their brother, Lazarus, died. Even though Jesus went there after Lazarus was already dead, he still had a plan. So they took away the stone, and then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." John 11:41 through 42. I always found it interesting that Jesus thanked God for hearing his prayer before Lazarus took one step. Years ago, I made a mental note of that. God is worthy of praise. We don't have to wait to see if God delivers on something we ask him before we thank him. And if God chooses to say no, that doesn't mean God is less worthy of our praise. God's word tells us it's impossible to please God without faith, Hebrews 11:6. When we choose to be thankful and praise God at all times, we are exercising faith. We are praising God because we know God is capable of doing everything we ask and then so much more. When we thank God, we are pleasing our Heavenly Father. God is worthy of praise just because he's God. It pleases God when we praise him ahead of time because we're saying, "God, whether or not you choose to answer my prayers, I praise you for who you are. I thank you for all you've given me. And Lord, even when you choose to say no to my requests, I know you have your reasons. You know the beginning from the end. Your thoughts are much higher than my thoughts, and your ways are higher too." Isaiah 55:8 through 9. "And Lord, if you withhold something I'm asking you for, then maybe the thing is not good for me, or the timing is not right. I know it's not good because you've said that you will not withhold any good thing from me." Psalm 84:11. "God, I trust you." We can choose to be thankful in all things, simply because God is all-wise and he allows what he does with his wisdom. And when things look like they will never work out, those impossible times are God's specialty. The things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Luke 18:27. I love it when God does what seems impossible because there's no question at all who did it. And when we get discouraged because of our circumstances, God promises that in all things he can work for the good for us. Romans 8:28. We can rejoice always because we know the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. We can pray continually because he invites us to bring our cares to him, because he cares for us, 1 Peter 5:7. And we can give thanks in all circumstances because it is God's will. We also know none of God's plans can be thwarted, Job 42:2. I'm pretty certain that when Paul sang to the Lord from behind bars, it was one of the most beautiful praises ever heard, and we can do the same. Safely through. "I don't know which way to go," I told the Lord today. He answered, "That's the problem. You keep trying to find your own way. My thoughts are different than your thoughts. My ways are higher too. So you just need to take my hand. I'll see you safely through."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.